Just for this morning, I thought what I would do would look at sermons with you, okay? Because you're here, we expect you to listen to the Word of God, and you might think, well, you know, the sermons don't apply to me, and yet the sermons do apply to yourselves. And we find in the Bible in Acts 17, Paul preaching at a church in Berea. And those Bereans were really noble because they listened to what was preached and then they went to see, well, if Paul is actually preaching the Word of God. So the question is how to listen to a sermon, okay? And here are six tips for you as you come each week to worship God and to hear His Word expounded. Now, these six tips come from a sermon that George Whitefield preached. It was a topic he addressed way back in the middle of the 18th century. And a sermon based on the words of Jesus in Luke 8, verse 18. Therefore, take heed how you hear. Okay, so it's very important how you hear the word of God as it's proclaimed. And this is what he says. Firstly, come out of a sincere desire to know what God has to say to you. Okay, so it's not just God speaking to adults. It's God speaking to you. God speaking to your little heart, your young heart. And each week, even Saturday night, before you go asleep, you pray, God, will you speak to me tomorrow morning? Will you speak to me through your word? When you're traveling to church, traveling to Bible class, pray that God would speak to your heart. So come with a sincere desire to know what God would have to say to you. You know, sermons are not for entertainment. They are to reform our hearts and to teach us our duty towards God and men. Secondly, give serious heed to the things that are spoken. Don't switch off. We wrestle with the flesh. We wrestle with Satan. And we wrestle, you know, with the world. There are 1,001 things that will distract us when the word of God is being preached. Satan doesn't want to hear you, doesn't want you to hear the word of God, so he'll throw little thoughts into your mind that will take you off on a tangent. And that's a constant battle. You know, it's not just young people face that battle, it's older folks also. But give diligent heed to the things that are spoken. Listen as you would listen to the voice of the Queen if you were at Buckingham Palace. Hang on every word. The King of Kings demands even more respect. So the stuff of sermons concerns eternal matters and not just the things of the world. Thirdly, he says, guard your hearts against prejudice to the minister. So even when the minister, even when the preacher may be urging you, you know, to do something that they themselves have not been able to do well, don't refuse the urging, he says, on that account. Remember that the minister, the preacher, is a man also with faults and failings. And he says, if what they urge you is biblical, receive it as though Jesus were the one who spoke. Fourthly, he says, guard your heart from over-veneration of the minister. It was the Corinthian evil that they began to prefer one preacher over another with terrible consequences for the body of Christ. One preferred Apollos, another preferred Paul, another preferred Peter. And Whitefield says, though one may minister to you more than another, respect both for what God does through them for the body of Christ. Fifthly, make particular application to your own heart, to your own hearts of everything that is delivered. Basically what he's saying is beware of the roving eye that says, that's just what Joseph needs, or that's just what Isabel needs, you know. Don't be applying it to somebody else, okay? Apply it to you. Say, this is God speaking to me. And sixthly, he says, pray to the Lord before, during, and after the sermon. Pray that the minister might be endued with power and boldness to declare the whole counsel of God, because even Paul ask for prayers of the Ephesians. He says, pray for us. Pray that we would be given boldness to open our mouth and make known the mystery of the gospel. So those are just six little points that George Whitfield highlighted for you young'uns and us old'uns to come seriously before the word of God and make sure that it's applying, God's applying it to our hearts.